From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The Academic Programs Task Force recommended that MU closes 27 graduate programs found to be under-enrolled or underachieving in a report released this morning. The report also lists 16 programs where significant concerns were identified and 4 possible recommendations of program combinations. The task force considered degrees awarded, racial or ethnic makeup, research productivity, and other criteria in its decision-making. The report also highlights data as a problem for MU, saying that data across campus aren't stored centrally or consistently defined. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright says the report is part of a larger process, and final decisions will be made throughout the spring semester. For a complete list of graduate programs under review, visit kbia.org. An expansion at Truman Veterans Hospital is made up of 18 large private rooms where family members are encouraged to stay with their loved ones. The hospital unveiled the new surgical inpatient unit yesterday. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the new unit includes 4 bariatric rooms for larger patients. All rooms are equipped with new wall-mounted vital sign monitors and ensuite bathrooms. Nurses also will benefit from this new facility. The wall-mounted monitoring systems will provide a place for on-the-spot data entry. This is expected to be quicker and to reduce errors. David Isaacs, director of the medical center, says that the expansion will help improve the healing process. The $7.8 million completed project will officially open on February 7th. Talks of a partnership between Boone Hospital Center and MU Healthcare have ended for the time being. Boone's Board of Trustees and MU Healthcare issued a joint statement by email this morning announcing that after 18 months, they have decided to pause exclusive negotiations. The Columbia, Missourian reports that trustees and representatives of MU have been talking behind closed doors regularly about a possible collaboration. Boone Hospital Center's lease with BJC Healthcare expires in 2020. The statement from the trustees and MU said that the BHC trustees and MU Healthcare leadership were unable to fully align their missions and strategic directions at this time. The statement said that both organizations remain willing to explore future collaborations. Bills opposed by unions are being pushed again by Republican lawmakers in Missouri. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports on the latest effort to eliminate the state's prevailing wage.
The law requires non-union workers to be paid the same amount of money as union members on public works projects, which include roads, bridges, schools, and other public buildings. Supporters say the prevailing wage makes it difficult and sometimes impossible for rural governments to afford new buildings or renovations. But Mike Lewis of the Missouri AFL-CIO says the prevailing wage law helps boost the skills of non-union workers.
And Missouri has always been very proud that we can send our workers anywhere in this country, and they're well-trained, and they know what they're doing, and they don't need to be held by the hand.
A Missouri Senate committee conducted hearings on 4 bills Wednesday. Half of them would eliminate the prevailing wage altogether, while the others would scale back its use and limit its size. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The armed guard who fatally shot Anthony Warren on New Year's Day failed his firearms test 4 times before obtaining his license, according to Columbia Police Department records. KOMU reports that a wrongful death suit filed after the shooting at a Columbia Waffle House names Robert Moses as the security guard who killed Anthony Warren, also named as security firm Signal 88. Moses failed the shooting test 4 times in a row with a 9mm handgun prior to passing with a .45 caliber handgun, according to CPD records. Warren's family attorney says they are suing to make sure his family and children are taken care of now that a father was taken away and can't support them. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.